Well, the Mujahideen Khalq terrorist organization, it's responsible for assassinating a large number of Iranian citizens and officials since the 1979 victory of the Islamic Revolution. It is also notorious for being a cult. Nevertheless, some U.S. officials attended its gathering recently, endorsing the group as an alternative to the Iranian government. Ironically, the group has American blood on its hands.
U.S. politicians close to President Donald Trump last week attended a gathering of anti-Iran terrorist group Mujahideen Khalq, the MKO, where they renewed threats against the Islamic Republic. They included Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and Republican politician Newt Gingrich.
MEK right now is their best hope, but again, their base of support is in the U.S., in the U.S. Congress, and in the U.S. foreign policy establishment. The most they can do is what they did in Khorramshahr just a day or two ago, you know, terrorist attacks and destabilization efforts and helping carry out individual assassinations.
Giuliani claimed the Iranian government would soon collapse due to the U.S. economic pressure.
We are now, I believe, very realistic in being able to see an end of the regime in Iran.
The MKO is responsible for assassinating a large number of Iranian citizens and officials since the 1979 victory of the Islamic Revolution. It is also notorious for being something of an untrustworthy cult.
The MKO they've decided that the foreign policy establishment of the EU decided that the MKO is the tool they're going to use to enact regime change in Iran. It's not because, at least I feel it's not because they're tremendously confident in it, but because there aren't any other real options on the table for them.
Iran, we can see it.
Well, MKO is a terrorist group that acts against the Iranian government. There have been a number of sitting on former U.S. officials who support the group, and actually they receive handsome fees for attending their events. People like former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. But the U.S. fails to see that the endorsement of this group, especially through one of its top officials like John Bolton, who is a fierce opponent of Iran, will backfire on its intended goal of regime change in Iran. That's what the U.S. wants. And this is another example of the failed foreign policy of the U.S. President Donald Trump, especially when it comes to Iran.
The MKO was blacklisted by the U.S. before Iran's Islamic Revolution as a terror entity. This was because of the MKO's assassination of American citizens in Iran at the time. For years after the Islamic Revolution, the organization remained on the U.S. terror blacklist until the Obama administration removed it. Analysts believe the U.S. State Department's move was aimed at pressuring Iran over its nuclear program. The group has given Washington a number of false intelligence tips on Iran. This has made some within the U.S. political spectrum skeptical of the MKO.
That's not going to endear them to a great many Iranians inside of Iran.
U.S. President Donald Trump has become infamous among Western governments for taking unilateral moves at the expense of Washington's traditional allies. The two sides are divided over a range of issues. One of the key matters is Iran. Trump's administration became isolated in the West for its withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. politicians who support the MKO are said to be on the terrorist group's payroll. Media reports say they are paid tens of thousands of dollars for each attendance at the MKO's gatherings. Observers believe this shows the group lacks genuine influence over the U.S. government and decision-making in Washington.